We are up to Simin Kuf Yud Dalid on the halachas of Mashiv HaRuach. We'll be completing the Simin. We're up to Siftes. We'll be completing the Simin as well as learning the Simin afterwards. In Biyom Rishon Shel Pesach, we just learned the halacha that if a person is unsure of whether or not he has mentioned Mashiv HaRuach HaMorad HaGeshem, so if it's within 30 days of when we began saying it, then the chazaki is that he probably didn't say it. Whereas if it's after 30 days, and then the chazak is that he did say it. The same in the reverse, where there's a doubt of whether or not he mentioned it in the summer. So the halacha there is that if it's within 30 days of when we stop mentioning it, we assume that he probably did. And if it's after 30 days, then we say he didn't. Now the Mechaber, the Mishtabur had pointed out, only has this problem in one direction. Because according to the Mechaber, in the summer one says Morid Atol. And the halacha is that if you say Morid Atol in the winter, you yotze too. So the Mechaber would not have a problem if someone is unsure if he said Mashiv HaRuach in the winter or said Morid Atol. Whereas, for the Ramah, you'd have the problem in either direction. Says the Mechaber, in Biyom Rishon Shel Pesach, Omer Birkas Ato Gibor Ad Morid Atol, Tzadi Pamim, Keneged Lamed Yom Shomer Oso Gimel Pamim B'chol Yom, Visham ve'elach im ein azochim hisker geshem hareyu becheske shalo hisker geshem ve'ein ol tzorich la'atzar. Says the Mechaber, if on the first day of Pesach, remember that is the only problematic situation for the Mechaber, because he holds that one says a Morid Atol in the summer as well, so you never have a shayla in the winter, your only shayla is in the summer. So if a person on the first day of Pesach wants to avoid the situation where he'll have to have a suffix and we'll have to repeat the Shmon Esrei, so he wants to go and say the words Atog Gibor all the way until Morid Atol 90 times, which is the same as 30 days of davening, 3 tefillos each day, and that way he will consider himself having a chazaka that he will say Morid Atol and not say Mashiv HaRuach. The halach is that that works. The reasoning behind that is that if a person says it one after another, then certainly when it's not one after another, he's going to remember it to say it. The Mishtabur brings down a Shulchan Shlomo who says that you don't begin with Atog Gibor, because then you're going to be saying all kinds of shemus. Atog Gibor li'olam, already you have a shame. So you shouldn't say that. What then? You're going to say Hashem. Then when you start davening Shmon Esrei, you're going to get used to saying Hashem in place of Hashem's real name. Therefore, he says that you should only start from the words Machayemi Simbarachamim Rabim. Now, according to the Minag Ashkenaz, where one says in Nusach Ashkenaz, where one does not say Morid Atol, so we'd have the same Shiloh the other way around. Well, first of all, in the summer itself, well, you don't say Morid Atol, so you leave out Mashiv HaRuach. So the Minig Ashkenaz, one would have to say all the way up until Mechalkel Chayim. This way, you see that he is no longer saying Mashiv HaRuach. The same halacha the Mishtabur says would apply to V'sein Talal Matar, although that's not what we're discussing here. And he says that if you say Baruch Aleinu all the way up to V'sein Talal Matar at the beginning of the winter, then you have a chazaka. But once again, one does not start from Baruch Aleinu because of the Sheamus. He only starts from Eskol Minei Sfuasa, and there he would say V'sein Talal Matar or V'sein Bracha. Now, the Mechaber said that you only have to say it 90 times. The Chassam Sofer asks the question that in 30 days, because of Shabbos, that because of the extra Musaf, you have more than 30. He paskins that you should say it 100 times. La halacha, bidyeved, really you should say it 100 times if you want to establish this chazaka, but if you did it 90 times, then bidyeved, if you had a suffix, you would consider yourself as having a chazaka and would not have to repeat the Shmone Esrei. There's a very important Shari Tshuva the Mishtabur brings down. What happens if 15 days after the beginning of the season, you say it 45 times? Is there a tziruf of 45 times together and another 45 times separate? He says yes. So on the 15th day that would work, or if you said it 45 times on the first day and then it's been 15 days since then, so you put the two together and it's as if you have already said it 90 times and you have a chazaka. Says the Ramana, V'chein l'didan, for the Minig Ashkenaz, im omar ad machalkel chayim below mashav aruach amor ragashem, shemaskir mimosak shamim, So the same thing for the Minig Ashkenaz in Nusach Ashkenaz, where one doesn't say Morid Atol, if he just left it out and said the rest of the bracha, it works. The Chein Imamer B'Shmini Atzeres, which according to the Mechaber was not a problem, because in Shmini Atzeres, even if you accidentally said Morid Atol, Halach is your Yotze. But for Ashkenazim who don't say Morid Atol, so the same problem would exist. So in Omar B'Shmini Atzeres, Tzadi Pamim Ata Gibor, Ad Morid Agoshem, so if on Shmini Atzeres 190 times we'll say Atogi Bor, or we learned before from Machayim Meisim, and he went all the way up to Mashiv Aruach and says Mashiv Aruach Amorah Geshem, the halacha is that he would not have to repeat it then if he has a suffix. The Mishtabur brings down that there are cholkim on the original din of the Ramah, that with regard to the Minig Ashkenaz, simply saying up until Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed is the equivalent of saying Mashiv Haruach 90 times before, meaning in the Mechaber, you're saying Morid Atal. Saying the bracha and leaving something out, there are those who argue with. Lahalacha, we're still left with in the case of Safik, one still wouldn't have to repeat it. Simen Kuf Tezva, Mipnei Shem Mosar Hoda Min Abehema, He habina v'asechol, because that which man has over animal is intelligence, understanding. Kavu birkas atachonin rosh le'emtzolios. They therefore were kovea. They set the first of the middle brachas to be the bracha of atachonin, which is asking for seichel. She'im ein bina ein tefila. There's no sense asking for anything else, or you're just not able to ask for anything else if you don't have understanding. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sefer Seder Hayom something of an understanding of Seder Atfilas, of the middle brachas. He goes through some of them, and the first thing is that the bracha for Chochma, he says the Iker Kavana is that we should have the Seichel to be Moes Bara, that we should find evil repulsive and to choose good. Following that, we have the bracha of Hashiveinu, because you already have seichel, so you're asking Hashem to give you the seichel to do tshuva. And the ikar kavan of this tefillah, he says, is to be machnia your yetzer hara, so that you're going to be open to doing tshuva. Now, once you've done tshuva for the future, so the averis of the past stand out, that's why we have the bracha of slach lanu. Then we have gula and refua. You need gula before refua, because so long as we're miserable, a person does not fully recover. You can only have a refuah shalema when you have a gula shalema. The ikar kavana in the bracha of refuah is that we should be perfectly healthy so that we are capable of being osed patora and to do all the mitzvahs. After that comes the tefillah for parnasa, because without refuah, when one's a chola, he doesn't really feel like eating too much. So you ask for food, you ask for parnasa that you should be able to eat only after you have a refuah. And our kavana should be that we have a parnasa without tsar and without any chashash of isurim. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down that the reason why we say havdalah, the bracha of atachonim, the addition of atachonim, dafke in the bracha the addition of atachanan tanu, dafke in the bracha of atachonim, and that is because, like the Gemara says, that you need das in order to separate, you need seichel in order to separate between kodesh and chol. Therefore, that is the appropriate bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a remez that bina is rashi teves besamim yayin ner havdalah. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down the tur, who points out that we only use the word avinu in the brachas of hashiveinu and in slach lanu. Hashiveinu, because a father has to teach a son. A father has to teach a son Torah, included in that is tshuva. As far as slach lanu, that is karachim of, we're asking Hashem's rachmanis on us. With regard to the bracha of atachonim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the two girsals of chaneinu and vichoneinu. And he is not machriya which one, it's just two minhagim.